Début du dialogue 16.
Have you heard the news? Poor countries have won recognition of the difficulties they face from the ravages of climate change, and they've obtained a promise from rich nations that they'll receive funds to repair the loss and damage incurred. Developing countries had been fighting hard for this concession at the UN climate change talks among 195 nations in Qatar last December. It finished after a marathon 36-hour final session.
That sounds like a historic event.
Historic is the word. It's the first time developing nations have received such assurances, and the first time the phrase loss and damage from climate change has been put down in an international legal document.
Greenpeace must be happy with this development.
Yes, indeed. The political advisor at Greenpeace said that this was a highly significant move. It was the first time the size of the bill for failing to take on climate change would be part of the UN discussions. Countries needed to understand the risks they were taking in not addressing climate change urgently.
So far, so good. But how far do these promises go? And what was the American position?
The promises stop well short of any admission of legal liability or the need to pay compensation on the part of the rich world. As for the US, it had strongly opposed the initial proposals for setting up a new international institution to collect and distribute funds to vulnerable countries. US negotiators wanted to avoid opening the floodgates to litigation, so they made certain that neither the word compensation nor any other term connoting legal liability was used. The money will be deemed to be aid, but still the decision is a promising beginning.
Where will the funds come from?
That's one of the key questions that have remained so far unanswered. The US, including both public and private sources, is one of the world's biggest donors of humanitarian aid and disaster relief. But will funds devoted to loss and damage come from existing humanitarian aid and disaster relief budgets? It would be difficult to disentangle damage inflicted by climate change from other natural disasters.
So I guess there's no information either about how the funds will be dispersed.
That's being debated too. Developing countries wanted a new institution, like a bank, but the US is set against that, preferring to use existing international institutions. These issues will have to be sorted out at this year's climate conference.
So no finalised mechanism. Do you see any real gains for the time being then?
Yes, I do. This text is the beginning of the process, but it will certainly concentrate minds on the fact that it's in the best interest of countries all over the world to start cutting their emissions quickly. Besides, the Kyoto Protocol, whose initial targets ran out the end of last year, was also rescued. The EU, Australia, Norway and a handful of other developed countries have agreed to take on new carbon-cutting targets under the treaty, running to 2020.
What about the US then and its refusal to ratify the Kyoto Protocol?
Because of previous US refusals to ratify Kyoto, a separate strand of the negotiations had been set up to accommodate the US. This has now been closed, and new unified discussions include the US now. The aim is a global climate treaty that would require both developed and developing nations to cut their emissions. The treaty is supposed to be signed in 2015 and come into effect in 2020.
And what about China? It's no longer a developing country, is it?
China has made it very clear that it's determined to hang on to its developing country status. Although China still has about 60 million people living in dire poverty, it's now the world's biggest emitter and will soon overtake the US as the biggest economy. China is also firm in its position that the countries classed as developed in 1997 must continue to bear most of the burden for emissions cuts and for providing funds to poor countries to help them cut emissions and cope with climate change.
I see there are many unresolved issues related to this historic decision.
Fin du dialogue 16.